News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The federal judge in Florida presiding over the classified documents prosecution of former President Donald Trump has canceled the May 20th trial date, postponing it indefinitely. The order from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon on Tuesday had been expected in light of still unresolved issues in the case and because Trump is currently on trial in a separate case in Manhattan. President Biden used a Holocaust remembrance speech to condemn the recent rise in anti-Semitism, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the Gaza war and college campus protests as a current backdrop, the president spoke out against what he called a ferocious surge in anti-Semitism.
It's absolutely despicable, and it must stop.
He warned that too many people are at risk of not knowing the truth about the Holocaust or the October 7th Hamas attack. The president also reiterated his unwavering support for Israel and its security.
Even when we disagree.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene as she weighed whether to proceed with a vote on his ouster. Johnson says he has no choice but to have an open-door policy for all Republicans.
What it's required when you have the smallest majority in history is that you have to quite literally get everyone to work together. When you can only lose one vote on a party preference or priority, it takes a lot of time to build consensus. And so what I do every day, Scott, is almost on an hourly basis, is I hear suggestions and ideas and thoughts from members.
Green outlined four demands. She wants no more funding for Ukraine as it fights Russia and an end to the Justice Department's special counsel legal cases against the indicted former president. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the Nasdaq dropped 16, the S&P 500 up 7. This is SRN News. Helping create the Christ-centered nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside of Dallas wasn't exactly easy. Organizers had to secure 10 acres of land, purchase horses to use in equine-assisted therapy, and recruit both paid staff and volunteers. But co-founder Court Carricker feels it was all worth it to help launch therapeutic horsemanship for teens. He feels horses really connect with emotionally troubled teenagers.
Because horses are a truly empathetic animal. They sense you, they sense your heart rate, they can feel how you're feeling, and there's a physiological change that actually happens when people are around horses. And so with that, when someone's on a horse, there is truly a change in how they are, how they feel, and really just has a change in their life.
More information is available at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed as Wall Street calmed following some sharp recent swings. Kenvue, the company behind Band-Aids and Tylenol, rose after topping analyst forecasts for profit and revenue. The Walt Disney Company sank after reporting revenue that a little bit shy of forecast. They're among the tail end of companies reporting the results for the first 3 months of the year. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The Dow was up 32 points, closing at 38,884. The Nasdaq lost 16 to 16,332. The S&P 500 added 7 points to 5,187. New York oil fell 10 cents. To $78.38 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.